This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What was your first job? Think back to your very first job. It's Labor Day, so we might as well talk about some labor in your past. How about that today on What's On Your Mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Chris Berg from Point of View, which you watch at 6:30 on KX4. And what time are you on West Dakota Fox again? 8:30?
9:30 p.m. West Dakota Fox.
West Dakota Fox.
All right. Happy Labor Day, my man.
Yes, Chris is going to join us for the program for a bit today as well. Michelle Comer will be here. She is the labor commissioner in North Dakota and also the director of the job service. So who better to have on Labor Day than the labor commissioner? But Michelle is working hard on a project related to North Dakota's workforce needs, along with Governor Burgum and many others. And they have a big workforce conference coming up, so we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk with some people that have really cool jobs today on the program. Really cool jobs. Today on this program, we have the Ferris wheel operator from Shields.
I love that.
Yes. Shields in Fargo has a Ferris wheel, if you've ever been there before. And I think they have it maybe Sparks, Nevada. I forget where else they have different fun attractions at all their stores. But the Ferris wheel, Jim has been doing that for like the last 9 years, and I can't wait to talk to him. Also, we're going to talk with somebody from B&I Coal. And have you ever been to the drag line, Chris?
Mm-mm.
It is the most amazing experience ever. So it's where they scoop coal, right? They scoop the earth to get to the coal, basically. And the scoop is the size of a house. You know, it's just unbelievable. The level of, I don't know, just magnitude of this thing. So we're going to talk with a fellow that's been doing that for a lot of years. Sean Robinson is his name on the program today. And then a guy that wrote a book, The 50 Best Jobs, 50 Jobs, 50 States. He went and looked at a bunch of different jobs. So we'll celebrate labor today.
I love that.
On the program and a few other things. 800-228-0550 to answer the question, what was your first job? Or to weigh in on any issue that has you concerned. Top three issues of the day, Chris, what would you say they are?
We talked about the McCain funeral, but I said, hey, I'm kind of done with that. I think there's some interesting news coming out about the Kramer Heitkamp race that we touched on, and we can hit more on that. I think the other big news is what's happening this week. You know, you look at so much going on this week, Scott. You've got the Kavanaugh hearing taking place. That kicks off tomorrow. Wednesday, you've got the Farm Bill Conference Committee kicking off. You also have Twitter CEO Dorsey coming into D.C. on Wednesday. You've also got the NAFTA negotiations with Canada spurring back again on Wednesday. And then let's not forget, oh, by the way, the President of the United States happens to be in Fargo on Friday. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, very good point. Amazing. And I heard they're near capacity on that. It is just unbelievable. The thing is going absolutely crazy.
Wow.
I've had calls from people saying, who do I get a hold of? I want to go. So, send me a text and I'll try and keep this all straight. But, it's like, wow. So the Kramer campaign has been busy handling all of that as well and calling folks back. And
well, and let's remind people, you know, it's only $1,000 for a couple. And I say only because it's the President of the United States. Yeah. And if you didn't get the Shields, I'm telling you, it is such a great experience to just go be a part of what he's up to, see him face to face. So if you can somehow, you know, scrounge the money together, it's going to be a much, much more intimate setting than it was in Shields Arena. So you're going to kind of be much, much more up close and personal. And I just think you're going to be like, you know what, this was well worth it because you may never have the opportunity again.
Yeah, think of it this way, you know, the typical banquet you go to, right? I mean, the First Choice Clinic banquet, that actually is, folks sitting down at a table, and that one's kind of rather large. I think that's always around 800 to 1,000 people that are there. But your typical, I don't want to name names because I go to so many of them, but the typical banquet you go to for a particular event usually has somewhere in the neighborhood of, 700,000. It'll be about half that at this event. So it is as you say, wow, intimate. I think they said 300 to 500 was the capacity on the tickets. So you know, to be able to go. So anyway, pretty amazing. Should be, and as you say, the president here again. I couldn't agree anymore. Pretty phenomenal. You mentioned something we should probably touch on here, and that is Stephen Law is a well-known Washington figure. He is an associate of Karl Rove's. They run something called the Senate Leadership Fund. And the Senate Leadership Fund basically does nothing but focus on key Senate races and helping candidates. Okay, that's all they do. So in other words, they know every inch of ground in North Dakota right now because of Kramer versus Heitkamp, and same thing across the country. Okay, this is their game. Stephen Law was on C-SPAN getting questions from a New York Times reporter as well as a Axios reporter about different races around the country. And said something pretty extraordinary. I have it up on my Facebook page, but I want to share this with you. About a minute clip when he's talking about the North Dakota race, because I was surprised.
Stephen, is it fair to say that where we sit today going into Labor Day, that you think with total certainty that the GOP will still control the Senate next year?
I think it's very, very likely. You never like to be absolutely certain about anything because then you don't work at it. Yeah. But I think of our defensive seats, I feel reasonably good about nearly all right. of them. And then I think we've got tremendous pickup opportunities that would balance out any losses that we had in those defensive.
And of the seats that you're attempting to win, are there one or two that you feel like you right now have close to in the bank?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I think North Dakota at this point is going to be very, very hard for Heidi Heitkamp to win. She's well behind in some polls by double digits. Hard to imagine her putting together enough votes to be able to beat Kevin Kramer at this point. And even though I wouldn't put it in the bag, I think Missouri is starting to shape up to be that kind of race, too.
It's Stephen Law just saying that the Republican race is, you know, in North Dakota is in the bag. I mean, unbelievable. Now, I don't share his assessment in the sense that I think the best thing for everybody to do is, look, we're just at Labor Day. We got 2 months. You just, you know, don't, when you, as I say, I've used this analogy before. I'll use it again. When you wake up on Election Day, the day after Election Day, you wake up. What do you most fear? And whatever that is, never mind any poll, never mind any anybody's telling you, that's where you want to put your heart and soul. Whatever that is. You know, if it's Measure One and the corruption thing, if it's the legalized marijuana, if it's the Heitkamp Kramer race, whatever. But this is extraordinary, Chris, what he said.
Two things I want to get there. One of them is a question, one's a comment. You mentioned, hey, guys, we're just 2 months away. We're really not, because keep in mind, in North Dakota, you've got early voting that starts in September. So, I mean, the voting starts here within the next, I think it's 25, 30 days, if you want to look that up and give our audience the specifics. That's one thing. The second thing I'd like to just hear from your audience is, what are you hearing out there about this race? Because when I'm going out and about with people, I don't hear people saying to me, oh, Kramer's got it in the bag. Everybody I talk to, Scott, is like, you know what? I think this thing's going to be close. Some people are telling me they think Senator Heitkamp can win. So I'd love to hear from people that are actually on the ground in North Dakota. Do you agree with Stephen Law that, hey, this thing is in the bag? Or are you hearing from your community, the people you hang out with, that they think that this race is going to be still very, very close?
That's a good question. By the way, I found Cass County early voting dates, and I don't know if they're the same everywhere, but I don't think they are. I think they vary a little bit county by county. But here they don't start until voting is made available to all eligible Cass County voters prior to each election. For the 2018 general election, Monday, October 29th through Friday, November 2nd from 10 a.m. to 7.
You're thinking early voting where you go physically to the polls. I'm talking about if you want to get an absentee ballot, you can start sending those in by, I think it's end of September.
I see what you're saying. People are already voting by then. Yeah. I will find out when that is, because that's early voting too. Good point.
And there's been a record number of people, I believe, in North Dakota. I know Minnesota for sure, but that have been asking and requesting for absentee ballots, and that is a lot of people going, wait a second here, what's going on? Are these actual real North Dakota voters, or what's happening? I know there's been some questions about that.
Yeah, and I did ask Al Jager about that. He said it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. Aaron in Fargo, you have a question or comment? You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, this is Karen. I unfortunately missed the beginning, but I listened to George W. Bush's speech at John McCain's funeral service, and it was excellent. I'd like to see if C-SPAN will rerun that so I can catch the beginning of it.
Yeah, they will. They rerun it. What's sad to me is that, you know, I knew John McCain. I interviewed him dozens of times. Rode around with him in a bus in New Hampshire and, a lot of crazy stories. Saw that temper, by the way, a few times. But anyway, I want to set aside all the sort of back and forth at a time when a guy dies and just remember the person, right? And 2.5 hours of, this guy's a saint, which he's not, all of the cheap shots at the current president. I think it demeans a funeral. To me, a funeral is about someone going to heaven. It's about hopefully someone having, run the race well enough here that they go to heaven. And it ought to be about that, not 2.5 hours of how extraordinary I am. I don't know. I was a little smitten by the whole thing. Thank you, Aaron.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the news. I like Huey Lewis in the news. Once a radio guy, always a radio guy, you know? Play some tunes. Is he still doing the casino circuit, or is he sort of hung it up now?
No, he's still out touring.
Is he?
Not as much as he used to, but he's still touring.
Doesn't he have like a Netflix show, too? Like,
oh my, doesn't everybody?
Daryl Hall's house or something?
Well, that's Daryl's show. Yeah.
Daryl's show.
Yeah, live at Daryl's house.
Oh.
Yep. He's been on that.
call that came in during the break here. Let's roll that. I can't hear you.
In the past 2 weeks, I have received 5 cell phone survey calls on either the Armstrong Schneider race or Kramer Hike Camp race. The fifth one came Saturday. I couldn't take the call because I was driving truck. But I've had that many survey calls in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on there, which tracks with our conversation earlier, Chris, about Stephen Law saying what he's saying. This is not something I think the Kramer campaign necessarily wants out.
No.
Because you've got a top Washington expert saying this race is in the bag. Was that in the bag or in the, take it to the bank or whatever the term he used? In one poll, 14 points, and you got a guy like Stephen Law who watches these races saying, I don't know how you come back from this, but you don't want that out. Not two months out.
No.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, by the way. And MyPillow, I saw a great story in the Minneapolis Star Tribune over the weekend chronicling Mike Lindell's story. Really, really neat. And I can't read him enough. The guy's amazing. When you think that, just a few years ago, this is a crack cocaine addict. He told me one time, Scott, he said, Scott, don't refer to me as an addict in recovery. I want you to let people know I was a crack cocaine addict. I'm like, well, what's the difference? He said, have you ever heard anybody say, what are you on, crack? I said, yeah. He said, there's a reason for that. Because he said, it is the worst of the worst. And he said, you know, people really need to know that. Yet he's gone on to now employ thousands of people and invent an incredible product. And as a household name, he was in Bismarck last weekend. Pretty phenomenal story. It really is. So we love him for a lot of reasons, most especially a better night's sleep. And you can get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get up to 50% off everything they sell. And the two premiums and the two go-anywhere pillows, that's 4 pillows, all half off. Just use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Let's see here. Chris Christie was on the Sunday shows. We touched on this a little bit related to the funeral. Here's something he said, and I want your take on this, Chris Burns.
The President of the United States, no matter who that person is always in the elephant in the room when they're not there. The fact is that the President of the United States, no matter who they are, is always the biggest figure in American public political life.
And he wasn't there.
That was John McCain's, and that was John McCain's desire, and his desire should be respected. People who are not invited to a funeral shouldn't show up. That's not showing respect to the deceased. That's showing disrespect to the deceased.
All right, good for him. Good for Chris Christie. He said something else that you touched on earlier, where he sort of gave it back to these folks too about, you know, the McCain funeral and how it was covered, right?
Just stop, you know, take Trump out of the equation. Let's honor a person that served our country. You know, Senator McCain's coming up right now on Fox News, and let's just honor him, but take President Trump out of this deal. I get that the president is the big elephant in the room. I understand that, but I think what's so amazing as you listen to some of those speeches is that President Trump, I mean, this guy is living rent-free in all these people's minds all the time.
What is the deal?
I don't know.
What is the deal? And how does this movie end? Because this is Donald Trump fighting the swamp, and John McCain is part of the swamp. You know, somebody used the line at the funeral that he was trying to drain the swamp before it was cool. I don't know. To what success, right? And again, in my mind, you go look at what Donald Trump said he would do, what he is doing, the results of that so far in less than 2 years, that's how you drain a swamp, okay? On every level, that's how you drain a swamp. So he's showing them that. They clearly don't like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't like this acrimony. I really don't. I'm not mamby-pamby about this, but I mean, I wonder how this ends.
You bring up mamby-pamby. How many years have we had these mamby-pamby Republicans? For decades, right? Now, finally, a guy stands up and says, you know what? I'm sick and tired of these mamby-pamby spineless people. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to do what's right for America. He's the only guy that stood up and said, look, we are going to build a wall. We're going to do something about illegal immigration. Everybody else was afraid of that because they didn't want to offend the Hispanic community. They didn't want to offend people that, you know, this, that, and the other. And he said, look, you know what? I want legal immigration. I'm okay with that. But we're going to stop illegal immigration because it's hurting American workers. And so finally you have a guy that stands up and says, I'm willing to fight. And I think these mamby-pamby Republicans are like, wait a second. This guy's winning by doing that? I thought, but the D.C. swamp's not going to like me. I can't go on these TV shows and get all these softball questions. He doesn't care.
I mean, at some point, does the swamp say, well, hey, you know, look at the results. I gotta join this side.
Who cares right now? He's got an 89 and 90% approval rating with Republicans.
Just keep winning.
He's more popular with Republicans than like he says. Abe Lincoln was. I don't know if they did polling back then, but that's what he says. But my point is that you can see now that he's transformed, and since it's Labor Day, I'm gonna bring this up. There was a great piece recently. He's transformed the Republican Party into the Republican Workers Party, meaning he's out there now for the working people. Don't forget, the reason you had these mamby-pamby, spineless Republicans that would never stand up against illegal immigration is why? Because they gave their corporate donors a bunch of cheap labor, mm-hmm. and they could put that money in their campaign coffers. It was always, always all about their political survival, not about the American people, and that's what makes Trump different.
Speaking of Labor Day, what was your first job?
This one was very intense, very high pressure.
Okay.
I was at Island Park making snow cones.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What a gig. And I was chasing turkeys.
Were you really?
Yeah.
On the radio?
Yeah, exactly. No, I lasted 3 hours at the job, maybe four, I forget what. Yeah, I said, this is not for me. A buddy talked me into doing it. And then I went to Country Kitchen and bus tables. That I didn't mind. Because I got the country boy combo for, you know, like $1.50 or something. I was loving that. Mowing lawns at age 10, says Brian. Cleaning resort cabins, says Sue. My first paycheck job was at Royal Fork the day after I turned 14. Bussing tables and washing dishes. Ricky. I know Ricky's pain. I did it at the country kitchen. I'm telling you right now. How about Blaine? This is not tough work. Milking cows on my grandfather's farm. I'd say that's like heaven, isn't it? Milking a cow, come on. I love it. Picking cherries, says James. David was an afternoon newspaper delivery. The Aberdeen American News in South Dakota began at age 9. I forgot I did that for a while, too. Was it, do you remember the newspaper Wright or something? Wright or R-I-T or, do you remember that at all?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it was some sort of a kind of an educational publication. I got to do a little research.
Yeah.
But I actually delivered those for a while. It was a once a week deal.
Was that back when they used to write in stone, or when was that?
Not quite. We had actually graduated from that to, pencils, I guess. I don't know. Here's another newspaper delivery person. Barry delivered the Grand Forks Herald and Mentor at age 10. How about that? Picking strawberries, lawn mowing, dishwasher, mowed some lawns, church janitor at 13. Andrew was the cart boy at Kmart.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you ever notice the cart boys?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Way to go, guys.
How much time do we have till we go to our
second
break? Oh, all right. Well, then, thank you for having me on. And I always appreciate you being here. Great job Friday on Point of View. In case you missed it, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/POV now. Scotty, a TV guy, breaking down Measure One.
That was great fun. And we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early.
Amen.
Chris Berg, watch him. 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4. Point of View. More after this.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now said to be a recovery operation on the Colorado River along the California-Arizona border after a Saturday boat collision. Right now, 4 people, a man and 3 women, remain missing. Several other people remain hospitalized, and Sheriff's Deputy Kyler Cox says that boat collision happened during a very busy weekend on that river.
Obviously, because it is Labor Day weekend, that is a holiday weekend, that's a big boating weekend here on Lake Havasu in the Colorado River.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Labor Day weekend's been marked by shootings. 10 people shot in an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 3 victims in extremely critical condition and no arrests have been made. In Birmingham, Alabama, police say at least 6 people were shot at a teenage party at a downtown Birmingham music club. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
My good friends at High Plains Apache want you to know 2019s are looking pretty good. A few of them have your name on them right there. I'd get in there to High Plains Apache Mandan, Frontier, south of Fargo on I-29, and shake it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Take it up a notch. And the warranty is incredible. The light footprint means, you know, you're in when your neighbors are not. In the muddier conditions, we never have those here, though, do we? No, it never happens. Encourage you to check those out. 2019's in, some used ones as well. HighPlainsApache.com if you want to see them before you stop by and check it out. And then the parts, any of the parts you might need, they're going to have right there. High Plains Apache. All right? So here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. And you can also text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Let me take Rev west of Williston here and then introduce our guest on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that just a moment away. For some reason, there we go. There we go. Okay. Mouse wasn't working. Blame it on the mouse. The Rev, west of Williston. Is that your name, The Rev? You're like the Reverend or what?
That would be correct. I've been called that for decades.
All right. The Reverend is on the radio. What's on your mind?
First of all, if somebody wonders how Heidi Heitkamp could make a comeback, it's facilitated very naturally by having a brother on the radio who will tell all kinds of lies because he's so prejudiced. And he's doing a lot of that. Secondly, what's on my mind is I listened to the television this morning and the head of the AFL-CIO was on there saying that wages are going down, jobs are decreasing, da-da-da. They don't care about telling the truth on radio or TV either. So it's going to be a battle, and those of us who know what's right and know what the truth is, we have to be talking to our friends and neighbors and telling them what they're hearing on the media is not necessarily right.
I think the suggestion, Rev, is a good one, to continue to have that conversation wherever and whenever you can. No doubt about it, because there's going to be all kinds of misinformation. I really trust North Dakotans. I really do. I trust North Dakotans. I might not, say that about all 50 states, but I certainly trust North Dakotans to sift through what is, you know, I even think about the ad about, you know, I voted for Heidi, I can't, but I don't want to lose Heidi. I mean, that just, you know, that isn't believable. I don't think people watch that and go, really? Okay, well, then maybe I should do the same. I just think North Dakotans are smarter than that. So as far as,
we don't talk about religion or politics, and those are the two things we probably ought to talk about.
Well, no kidding. I was kind of hoping they would maybe talk about it at the McCain funeral. They didn't quite get around to religion. They were busy talking about resumes.
Saying Donald Trump was absent from the funeral? So was Jesus Christ.
I don't know if it's appropriate to laugh at that, but I hear you. I'm like, what is the funeral about here? What this is sort of missing. Yeah. And Donald Trump was absent because he was asked to be absent. And that's what I think they also forget. I appreciate your call, Rev. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to the program. We appreciate you on this Labor Day. We couldn't have a Labor Day broadcast on What's on Your Mind without having the Labor Commissioner of North Dakota on and head of North Dakota Job Service, Michelle Combe. How are you, Michelle?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Nice to see you. Glad you're here and excited to talk about a number of things. What was your first job, first of all?
My first job, it was an internship that turned into a job. I worked for the Department of State in Washington, D.C., and we audited embassies in Europe and Africa.
Wow.
That was my first job.
So as an intern, you get on a plane, you got to go over to Africa?
This is my first time on a plane. Leaving Mayville, North Dakota, got on a plane to fly to D.C. days before cell phones and email, and it was an adventure.
Oh, that's great. That's neat. We've been asking people what their first job is today and got a lot of great Facebook answers, and welcome others as we talk a little bit about how you've labored. And we have some people that have really cool jobs. One, the Ferris wheel operator at Shields. Yeah. Would that not be the
great
best job? Yeah.
Great.
And a drag line operator for B&I Coal. I'm going to talk with him coming up here in a little bit as well. But you have a cool job, too, because part of your job is right now going beyond what, labor commissioners or head of the job service have done in North Dakota to the degree of just sort of saying, okay, let's back up and let's talk about what our workforce needs are and how we're going to solve them. Give us an update on how that's coming.
Sure. Well, I'll explain my job for just one second. I'm the labor commissioner as appointed by Governor Burgum when he took office, and then the role was later expanded to include leadership of job service, as you just pointed out. But the important part of my job, in addition to leading those two teams, is just that. It's the third part of my job is trying to understand deeply, working with a lot of people and a lot of great teams, what are North Dakota's workforce needs? What does the data tell us? What does the evidence tell us? What do the economics tell us? Because, as you know, we have a nationwide labor shortage, a nationwide labor crisis. Unlike 5 years ago when we had people coming to North Dakota to take employment, particularly in the western part of the state where unemployment rates in the rest of the country at that time were 8%, 9%, 11%. We're not seeing that today. So we really need to understand what's unique about our labor needs so that we can tailor strategies to address those needs to be very impactful with the resources that we do have.
Have we done what we're doing now before?
You know, not as comprehensively. We really haven't. And that's an important part of my role is to coordinate those efforts across all of state agency. And I want to emphasize that, of course, I'm not doing this work alone. And one of the most fun things I get to do is work with representatives, leaders, business people from the private sector, because this work can't be done in a vacuum at the state. So I work with a group of people called the Workforce Development Council, and this council has actually been in existence since 1995. About a year ago in the fall, we really reignited that council because Governor Burgum recognized this, of course, as one of the primary issues that our state is facing. And we have 32 members on that council, 21 from the private sector who are business leaders from across the state, geographically diverse in terms of the industries they represent. We have legislators, we have city and local elected officials, we have representatives of labor, and we have individuals who represent people with barriers to employment, all working together on this about 10, 11 months in now. And our next step is really coming together in this next month, where at the end of the month we're going to be presenting to Governor Burgum a package of recommendations that we think will address some of the important issues that are facing us today.
One of the things I always wonder about is that obviously we have a workforce challenge here because we have a lot going on, but we're also, a relatively small state, yet the unemployment rate is down everywhere. We were blessed during the boom to have a lot of people come to North Dakota and fill jobs that needed to be filled, mainly because they lost their job at home, or they, couldn't pay their mortgage or whatever. So we sort of were the beneficiary of the Obama economy everywhere else, and it helped North Dakota. That's not the case anymore. Things are booming in all 50 states. So how do you break through? Knowing everybody else faces the same challenge, what kind of tools do you employ to rise above that?
Right. That is the challenge. I mean, what is North Dakota's unique value proposition that we have to offer above all other states, and in particular our near neighbors who have some of the same climate, some of the same industry? And that's one of the things that we're really working hard to define. We have to have an answer to that, and it's going to be multifaceted. It's not just one thing. It's great jobs, it's great neighborhoods, it's great schools, it's great wages, it's safety, and the community that we offer in North Dakota. That's going to have to be our differentiator, and we recognize, you know, everybody that I talk to recognizes the challenge in that, but we think that there's some great potential there.
So do we solve this by selling that story, that differentiator, our value proposition, to people in the other 49 states, or do we grow it from within?
It's both. You know, I came 20-some years from the private sector, and in many of my past roles, I've been responsible for leading the human resources function, which is, you know, kind of a microcosm of this conversation we're having today from a statewide perspective. And it's three things. It's recruit, retain, and engage. In any company, those are your three things. And in our state, those are our three things: recruiting, retaining, and engaging. We have thousands of students that go to our schools and universities here. And, you know, we have opportunity to retain more of those students. Engaging people once we get here, engaging them in their jobs, engaging them in their communities. These are all, you know, important parts. They're important in companies, and they're important to our North Dakota community as a whole.
What will be the most important thing to the success of your plan? Is it dollars and cents? Resources in the sense of the monetary investment to execute a plan, or is it, this family over here had, two kids they love move away, build families, and they'd love to have them come back so they can see their grandkids here rather than in Michigan or something? Or what's most important in the success of your plan?
Can I give you five?
Sure.
No, you know, I wish it were as simple as just one thing. It's a number of things. You know, we have to create communities where people want to live and work. That's absolutely crucial. We have to have jobs that are more than jobs, that are careers. But if I were to say the one most important thing to solving this, it's private sector leadership. It's private sector leadership, private sector partnership. It's one of the things that's become evident to me in these last 10, 11 months that I've really, really been immersed in this, is that it has to be our private sector business leaders that are saying, these are our needs. These are the ways that we think we can work together to solve these problems. One of the examples I can share with you is early on we identified, and this will surprise no one, nursing shortage and the associated healthcare technician shortage is one of our critical issues here in North Dakota. And it doesn't surprise people because we've had a nursing shortage for 25 years. It's more acute today because nurses are reaching that age, you know, of baby boomers. You and I, are we both in that group? Getting close, right? Mm-hmm. Not to take you with me, right? You're definitely a Gen Xer, from what I can tell. But anyway, nurses reaching baby boomer age, and then the whole population reaching an age where we all need more care. So that's been an issue that we've been working on for more than a year. And what's been exciting about that is we have a group of about 18 people, private sector people from across the state who work in healthcare, who are competitors by day. They really, really are. And we're coming together in the same room saying, hey, we all can't grow and prosper unless we address this issue. So let's work together and figure out what the drivers are and figure out what the solutions are. And that's been really exciting work.
Fascinating. We'll continue more of our conversation on the other side of the break. Fred and Wing, what was your first job?
Oh, well, I had to go back and ask my mother because I don't even remember this first job that I had. But when we were milking cows, I used to sit in my diaper and crawl around on the floor and stay away from behind the cows.
Wow.
I picked up things.
You started young, Fred. Hang on. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924.
Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Today. I don't want to work. I want to bang on my drum all day. This is Labor Day. We're celebrating labor, rolling up your sleeves and getting things done. There's just nothing better.
I don't want to work.
Nothing. You don't want to work.
It's a holiday, but I'm good with it.
Well, it's a holiday celebrating labor, though. We all want to work. Yeah. Well, that's true. That's a little weird. Labor Day, so you can have a holiday and not work because you work so hard the rest of the day, I guess. Yeah, that's so, Fred, anyway, last we left, you had the diapers, and you were scooting around behind a cow. What was your job, exactly?
Well, to pick up stuff off the floor and put it in my mouth and have my mother have to wash it out with soap. That was my job.
Did you get paid for this job?
No, I didn't. I think I got... I don't know. You know, I maybe I got some back wages coming, but Then I graduated to the 5 gallon bucket. I couldn't lift them, but I could take the shovel and fill them.
Sure. Yeah.
So that was my job. I remember doing first. The other one was what my mother told me.
I love it. All right, Fred. Thank you very much. What's on your mind continues. You want to tell us your first job? We'd love to hear about it. And we have a whole ton of Facebook contributions here, and a few we'll take next hour as well. And we're going to talk to people that do really cool jobs, really nice stuff, really amazing. Michelle Comer's here, Director of Labor in North Dakota, also head of the North Dakota Job Service. We're talking about the workforce needs. We're talking about the efforts underway to do this a little bit differently and attract the workforce that North Dakota needs to continue its growth. When the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank was here, he told me in an interview, you know, the states that are doing this well are the ones where the wages are going up. So he said it's all about the money. Employers just have to pay more, period. How much is that a piece of the puzzle, Michelle?
You know, I do think it is a part of the puzzle, and and I want to emphasize a part of the puzzle. Wages alone are not going to get us where we need to be. But, you know, as a part of these last 10, 11 months of being really immersed in this, I've done a lot of learning, and, you know, a lot of statistics are interesting to me. North Dakota ranked 45 out of 50 states when it came to average wages in 2007, and now only 10 years later, we're ranked 23. Which is obviously better than 45, but it's not in and of itself that unique value proposition. So, I mean, I do think we have to be thinking about that. But again, it's recruitment, retention, and engagement. What's it like to work for you goes beyond wages. It's been said that wages, if you survey employees and you say, what's most important to you among this list of 10 things, provided that there's stability and there's a good work environment and people feel challenged and like they're learning and have opportunities to grow, pay can be more of a distraction than a driver. So it shows up at like number five, number six as the most important things. But it can be a distraction if folks aren't getting paid market wages and have those other things present.
If I'm a radio talk show host in the Twin Cities and, you know, I'm making 100 grand a year and somebody says, well, you can come make 200 grand a year in Bismarck. Is that a draw? In other words, will a significant increase cause you to say, I'm going to leapfrog a few states and go over here?
You know, I think it really depends, you know, and when we talk about wages, we have to also talk about cost of living and quality of life and inflation, too. And so where North Dakota sits when it comes to those other things is actually pretty good.
Differentiator good?
Yeah, it is differentiator good, and it depends on where you live, but absolutely we can point to that, and we will need to point to that people shouldn't just be considering, you know, the dollar signs. They have to be considering cost of living, quality of life, and inflation.
How do you want people to get involved in this effort? I mean, going forward, what can they do to make a difference? Because this is an all hands on deck kind of deal if we're going to do this, right?
You bet.
What can people do?
Yep. Well, you know, we are really blessed to have tremendously prosperous communities across this entire state. And I couldn't have a conversation like we're having today about the need for retaining North Dakotans in North Dakota, bringing more people to North Dakota live and work without talking about the Main Street Initiative. Workforce is one of the three pillars of the Main Street Initiative, but healthy and effective infrastructure and healthy, vibrant communities are the other two. And so recognizing that we have to create community, we have to create places where people want to come and live. And it said that, you know, today's day and age, people are looking for a place to live first, and then they're looking for the job. So we've got to be great communities for people to live in.
How many jobs are open right now in North Dakota?
Yeah, so listed today at Job Service, we're going to see over 12,000 jobs, and that's been varying over the last several months, 12,000, 14,000. But one thing I have to emphasize, and I do with everybody that I talk to, is that that does not represent all of the open jobs in totality. Here's why. One, because that's a voluntary job posting service, and so not everybody has to post there. There are businesses that aren't using our website. We wish they would, because that would give us a better, more clear picture of how many opportunities there are. But even if they do, take, for example, an RN job at a medical facility, that facility will post an RN opening. There may be 50 behind that. There may be 100 behind that. So that counts for one on our system. So we estimate that it's double that. I've heard the governor say it could be triple that, four times that, because everywhere we go, we hear communities talking about their open jobs and, you know, those that are listed and not listed.
Fascinating conversation, a lot of time. There is a workforce summit coming up, right?
There are a few things coming up. So later this month in September, we have the governor's workforce and HR conference happening in Bismarck. We also have a couple milestones coming up in September with the Workforce Development Council. We have a big organizing meeting on the 7th, which is this coming Friday.
Find out, get involved, be part of this. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.